All right, this is December 12th, and the topic tonight is giving.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm sorry that last week I wasn't here. I really miss you people, and I miss teaching the class when I have to take a day off. So I hope that you went in your own mind and figured out that you're a god or a goddess. I think that in this new season, you should make that your top priority so that your mind tells you, I am a god or a goddess, or I am connected to the universe and the universe is working through me. You see, this is what we want from life. So, with that said, how many people are still using Thank and Grow Rich? Any of the techniques you learned there?
Think and Grow Rich.
Thank.
Sometimes I
use it. Well, don't you say sometimes. Use it all the time. Now, I'll tell you a cute story. For a year or so, I've been wanting to go to Universal City to see the Harry Potter thing. But I said to myself, I'm not going to pay $119 to go see this or to get into Universal. That's how much it is now per person. So the other night the phone rang and it was a friend of mine and he said, I have two tickets to Universal City. And I said, when? He said, Monday, which was today. I said, thank you very much. Thank you. I'm thrilled when those things happen. You put your thought out there. You want to do something. And it happens without using cash, without using money. Which brings me to the next point. How many people realize that money is never the issue? You know, I said I'm not paying that money. I didn't say I'm never going to Universal. I'm not doing this. I left it open. And I got the two passes, or whatever they're called, to Universal City. Now, this is the way your life is supposed to work all the time. All the little thoughts that you have in your head, the desires and so forth, are there to come true. Are there to come true. You have to open yourself to the mystery of the universe and how this stuff works. What happens is you get so, and I do it myself, caught up in race mind. And you think that the only way I can get to Universal City is if I come up with $119. And you see, that's not true. You can get there other ways. People can give you the money. They can give you the passes, whatever. Keep that in mind, that book. Pam Grout has other books out. They're wonderful. She has little techniques and so forth that you can use to bring into your life what you want. Instead of thinking, oh, I have to scrape by and I have to do this, that, and the other thing. Which is what the world tells you. Don't listen to the world. Make your world what you want it. Make your universe what you want it. And you do that by using your mind. By using your mind. So anyway, we're going to talk about giving tonight, because this is the season of giving. Now, why they wait till December always to say the season of giving instead of all year long? We're always giving. The more you give, the more you receive. This I can tell you. When I was a child, what was the motto? It's more blessed to give than to receive. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you that that's good, all well and good. But what I'm talking about in this season of giving is giving to yourself. Giving to yourself. How many people here have bought a present for a friend or some acquaintance or whatever, paid money, good money for it, and you would have never done it for yourself? It's all right to give somebody else, but you wouldn't have spent that money on yourself. You must learn to spend the money on yourself. Learn to spend the money on yourself. But give. Give from yourself. Give yourself what you want in life. This is what's holding us all back. We don't give ourselves what we want. We're waiting for somebody else to give it to us. No one's going to give it to you. Do it yourself. Give. And it doesn't mean, when I'm saying that the season of giving, it doesn't mean presents and all this kind of stuff. It means give yourself gratitude. Give yourself thankfulness. You have to do that for yourself. You have to give yourself what you want. And when you do that, you are then able to give people something. How many people in the past have struggled with this Christmas, trying to get enough money together to buy gifts for everyone, thinking that you have to do that? You don't have to do that. Don't fall for that. I watch all those commercials on television. All they want you to feel sorry and to go out and spend your money on something that you don't want anyway. Most of the Christmas gifts, the gimmick Christmas gifts, who wants them? Who wants them? But this is the season of giving. Giving yourself what you want. Giving yourself what you want. And it's just as blessed to receive as to give. And when you give something, it makes you feel good. It does something to you inside. Inside yourself, you feel good about it. And here again, you don't have to buy the most expensive gift. You don't even have to buy a gift. Give people love. Give people consideration. Give people their due in life. You see, these are the little things that you must give. And you must also give those things to yourself. To yourself. And we can all do that. We can learn to give to ourselves. And then extend that, of course, to other people. But it's a season of giving. And it's a wonderful feeling to be able to give things. To be able to give things. I tell this story, and I'll tell it again. When I was a child, the gift that I liked the most came from our bus driver. His name was Percy Blaine. He would give every kid on that bus, as you got off at Christmas, a great big navel orange. That was a big thing, a navel orange. We were delighted. We looked forward to that orange. You see, you don't have to give a great big gift. An orange, think of that. I was thrilled with it. I was thrilled with that orange. So you can give things like that in life. Look at this wonderful little gift you gave me. It's gorgeous. I love it. It's the giving that counts, not the gift. The gift means nothing. It's the attitude that you give with that counts. So many people give you things out of obligation. Well, if you're going to be obligated, you might as well not give the gift. If you feel, oh, I have to do this. Mm-hmm. And how many times do you hear people say that? I have to give a gift to that person. Why do you have to give a gift to that person? Andy and I, we were in a class taught by Candace Silvers. She told me at Christmas time, she didn't feel like it was Christmas unless she spent $10,000 at Christmas time on gifts to people. On gifts to people. The poor girl had no money to begin with. I don't know where she got that idea. But you do that type of thing. That's hurting yourself. You know, that is hurting yourself. Don't put yourself in that position. Don't put yourself in debt because of Christmas or birthdays or whatever. Just don't do it. Give yourself the gift of this season. And then keep this season going all year long. Why would we only spend 1 month calling it the giving season, the season of giving? Your whole life should be the season of giving. You give ideas to people, that's a gift. Anytime you're doing that, it's a giving process. So give. And know that you're giving. So many people don't give themselves that, and they punish themselves because they can't afford this, that, the other thing of a holiday. That's why so many people during this holiday, which is a holiday of giving, a holiday of light and love and all that, this is the highest season for suicide. More people kill themselves in the holiday season than any other time because of the pressure and the idea of giving and not giving to themselves. You have to give to yourself. It always is going to start with yourself. You know, I tell that to people. The first thing you must do is learn to love yourself. And then you can learn to love other people, and then you can love God. You cannot love God unless you love yourself. Because what are you? You are God. You are God. So you must know that and realize that. So give yourself in this season. How about give yourself forgiveness? Give yourself forgiveness. I told you a couple weeks ago, I have a friend, Beverly. She used to live in Glendale. She now lives with her daughter in Virginia. She's 93. And now she's upset because she's thinking of all the things that went wrong in her life. Now, when I reach 93, I'm not going to sit down and say what went wrong with my life, what were all the mistakes I made and all. That's ridiculous to do to yourself. She must give herself forgiveness. She must give herself forgiveness. And if you don't do any other giving this year, this season, give yourself the idea of forgiving. Forgiving yourself. Seeing things differently. Letting people off the hook, you see. We hold too many things against other people, thinking that it's correct to do that. It's not correct to do that. The world tells you that. Keep a grudge. Do this. Do that. Don't have any grudges in your life. Don't have any regrets in your life. Give yourself the freedom to let all that stuff go. It means absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Do you think but all the things that you did wrong and the life you led and so forth means anything at all the day after you're dead? Means nothing. Means nothing. So give those ideas up now. Give yourself that for the holiday season. That you see yourself and other people completely different. Completely different. So that you can go through the rest of the year then, not repeating the same things that you do. You know, Christmas comes and we all go through this season. And by January, we're right back thinking the same damn way. Why do we want to do that to ourselves? It's our choice. We have a choice to think the thought that we want to think. So why wouldn't we always choose the highest and the best thought for ourselves? Why wouldn't we do that? Because your mind turns on you. You have leftover things from years ago that you put into your consciousness and you think they're real, but they're not real, nor are they the truth. The truth is that you're a magnificent expression of this thing that we call God. A magnificent expression of this thing we call God. Use that in your mind. Push that through your mind instead of, oh, I did this, that, and the other thing, you know? I grew up in a family that never forgave and they never forgot. They cannot forget a damn thing. 30 years ago, when I was home, my parents could say to me, and they did, do you remember when you did that? Do you remember when you... My God, it was 30 years ago. No, I don't remember. And if I did, I'd forgive myself for it and go on about my business. To bring this stuff up after 30 years and to hold it, that's the thing. They held it in their mind. They were non-forgiving. They were non-forgiving people. I don't want to be a non-forgiving people. I want to forgive every one of everything. We're all doing the very best we know how to do. And if we want to build our own universe, our own reality, we have to stop thinking those old thoughts that have been around. And my parents probably, not probably, but did, I'm sure, they got that from their parents. So it just keeps passing on and passing on and passing on. Who wants to do that to yourself? The chain must be broken. And this is a perfect season to break that chain so that you can think differently, so that you could be free. Wouldn't it be nice for your mind to say to you, oh, what a lovely person you are. You're so kind. You're so generous. These are the thoughts that we want in our head. Not, oh, should have done this, I should have done that. Never, people, should on yourself. Just don't do it. You know, and you can tell that. You know, when we use the word should, it immediately takes choice out of the equation. And how many times do your parents say, you should have done this, you should have done that? And how many times do you say to yourself, oh, I should have done this, that, and the other. Well, you could have, but you didn't, did you? So let it go. Let those things go. And get rid of that word from your vocabulary of I should have done this, that, or the other thing. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing right here and right now. We're always in our right place, doing our right thing and saying the right thing. We're always doing that. So let that be your motto. And then give yourself the leeway. You know, why do we want to punish ourselves? I have not the faintest idea. Because race mind does that. Race mind does that. The world, you know, never teaches success. The world never told you you're going to be a success. You have to tell yourself, I'm a success. And you have to do it for yourself. These are the things that we need to do in this season. Now, I want to take a moment to say, this is the most wonderful season of the year. And why do I say that? Because there's a Christ consciousness being born in this month. A Christ consciousness. And we must remember that. And I remember those things, and I work on it all the time. I visualize angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Think of that. Angels coming from where? I don't know. Down to earth. And that you can use that. You can use it throughout the entire season. But this is a wonderful season to remember that. That angels are bending near the earth. They're bending near the earth. They want to help you. The universe wants to help you. That's what we have to remember. That there's always help out there. There's always something that's grand and happening for you. The ticket to Universal City is a wonderful demonstration for me. I'm absolutely delighted. And I'll tell you, it blows my mind when these things happen, because I put that out there, and then a friend called and said, I got you the ticket. Now, as much as I knew that this stuff happens and that it works, it still thrills me to no end when these things happen. Because it reaffirms that there is something out there in the universe that's listening to me. Something out there in the universe that wants to help. That absolutely wants to help. And why don't we know that? Because we're taught constantly separation. We're taught that this thing called God lives somewhere else in a town called heaven. You know, God is right here and right now, this very instant, in the midst of us. And we must remember that, you're saying? We must remember that. Do it. You can do it. You know, I come from the land of Nod, whose people, you know, are very spiritual. Oh yes. Very religious. But only on Sunday. Only on Sunday. By Monday, they're right back into the world, yelling and screaming at each other. We cannot do that to ourselves. We cannot do that to ourselves. We have to know that this thing called God, this thing called the universe, whatever you want to call it, is for you. Wants you to have everything that you desire. The only reason why we don't get what we want is because we cannot convince our mind that we deserve it. So give yourself that this season. Give yourself the idea that you do deserve. I am a deserving person. I absolutely love this. How many people do you know who give a gift to them and they say, oh, you shouldn't. Worst thing you can do to yourself. Worst thing you can do to the giver. You know, my philosophy. Thank you very much. More, please. Thank you very much. More, please. The universe wants to give you everything. It wants you to be absolutely, totally fulfilled and happy. There is no other reason to be here on this plane of action than that. Now I'm going to tell you a cute story about my friend, Doug the Baptist. Years ago when I was going to the Baptist church, before they asked me to leave, we were driving home from church. And Doug says to me, you think I should take a hammer, a sledgehammer, and really go after that truck, really smash it up, because the insurance company will pay me more money? I said, Doug, you just came out of church. He said, well, what does that have to do with anything? That's church, this is business. Church, business. It's all one thing, people. You cannot departmentalize your world like that. People do it all the time. But that is not the way to go through this world. It's not the way to go through this world. What do you think I can get from the insurance company? I try to never contact an insurance company because I can't understand them. You know, I really don't understand it. It's not, an insurance company certainly cannot be called spiritual, can it? It's out to get you. And it's out to make money that way. But if you're in this teaching, especially this metaphysical teaching, you have to start to see what you're doing to yourself. And most people don't, because they're like my friend Doug the Baptist. That's church. This is business. That's church. This is business. It's all one, people. It's all one. And metaphysics is the most wonderful thing in the world. It absolutely works. It will not let you down. And you can demonstrate constantly with it. You can demonstrate constantly with it. But you have to give yourself that idea. Give yourself the idea that the universe is for you. Give yourself the idea that you can fulfill any desire that you have. And why? Because money is never the issue. Money is never the issue. It looks like that. And it yells at you constantly. But don't allow it to do that to you. Say to yourself, money's not the issue. This is what I want, and I can. We live in a field of complete possibilities. And yet, we only ever see one possibility. I never say, oh, where's the money going to come from? I know it's going to come, and it comes from the most unexpected places. It comes from the most I'd have never been able to think of about that. But I knew that I am one with a mind that knows how to do that. And I allow that mind to do it. I allow God to do it. I get myself out of the way. I get myself out of the way. It's a wonderful thing when you realize, I don't have to do this. This thing called God is doing it for me. You see? God is always working in, as, and through you. can be no other way, people. There can be no other way. So, give yourself those ideas. This holiday season, this season of giving. Get yourself. It's all in our thinking. Everything we have and see and do is in our thinking. And we can think differently. We are the ones that are choosing how to think all the time. You cannot blame it on somebody else. For years I blamed it on other people or situations. Now I realize, you're causing this, Dallas. Now, what do you really want to cause? And then I sit myself down and I say, here's what I want. And this is what I want my mind to think. This is what I want my mind to think. Not somebody else's ideas, my ideas. And use your mind. Everything is done in the mind. Everything is done in the mind. And you can be anywhere you want in the mind. I can immediately close my eyes and think of the Eiffel Tower, and I'm in France. I'm in Paris. I didn't go anywhere, physically, but mentally I went someplace. And I can pull all those things up. And here's the other little secret. I never pull anything up I don't want to think about. I never pull anything from the past. The past is dead. There's a wonderful expression in the Bible which says, let the dead bury the dead. That's gone. All that means nothing. Means absolutely nothing. Now, I like good memories and so forth. Now, what do? If I don't have a good memory of something, I change it. I change it. I have learned to take every negative and turn it into a positive. You're alchemists, people. You're alchemists. Take your negativity and turn it into something positive. And it will work for you. It will. It works. It works. It works. Use your mind. Don't let your mind use you. Don't let your mind use you. It's hard to understand that concept. It took me a long time to grasp it. But once you get it, it's there forever. It's there forever. So do that stuff for yourself. Use this teaching the way it was meant to be used to bring good into your life so that you're not out there with the rest of the people struggling and whatever else people are doing out there, I don't know. But we fall for all that stuff and all that glitter. And this is a wonderful time of the year for glitter, isn't it? These commercials and all this stuff, they make it look so good. They make it look so good, so you rush out and buy into that, But you rush out and buy into that. It's like buying into the idea that Coca-Cola is happiness. Coca-Cola is not happiness. But yet you're told that. When I was a drunk, I used to see all those billboards and all the advertisements, people drinking and smiling and having a wonderful time. And I thought, I'll drink and then I'll have a wonderful time. I did drink. Sometimes I had a wonderful time, but most time not. Most time not. I just got drunk. That was the end all be all, And I'm glad I stopped that. I am glad I stopped that. And I gave that to myself. What did I do? I gave myself permission to be different. I didn't listen to my mind saying, well, you're an alcoholic. You're always going to be an alcoholic. It runs in your family. And which the mind tells you, doesn't it? It's not true, people. Don't do that to yourself. You are a unique expression of God. Use that. And anything in your life that you want to get rid of, do it. Just let it go. It means nothing. It means nothing. When I was drinking, I thought, and people would say, oh, Dallas, you can drink so much, and you can hold your liquor, and you can do that. Oh, I became very proud. Look at that. I can hold my liquor. That's what most people can't do. See, I fell right into that trap. I fell into the trap. Don't fall into those traps, people. Don't. And if you want to drink, I'm not against drinking, by the way, you know. If you want to drink, please, feel free. Have one. I just don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to do it anymore. Years ago, I would say to people, ask me where my house is. They would say, Dallas, where's your house? And I would look at them and say, I drank it. You know, drinking is a big expense. It's a big expense. Don't do it to yourself. Give yourself permission to do and be who you want to do and be. You see, you can do it. And this season of giving, give it to yourself. Give to yourself. Give yourself permission not to fall in to all this hoo-haw that's going on out there, especially in this season of giving. This season of giving. We don't need half the stuff we do anyway. We don't need all that stuff. What we need is what? What does everyone want in life?
Peace of mind.
Yes. It's always going to be peace of mind. Which is a wonderful state to be in. You like yourself, you like everybody else, you like everything about yourself. That's what it's about. Giving to yourself this season. Give yourself the gift of knowing who you are. The gift of knowing who you are. You can do it. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So, give yourself what you want this season. And bring it for the whole year. And it'll continue and continue. Once the mind is stretched, it never goes back. It never goes back. You know, I can sit here and say I was an alcoholic, which I was. But I'm not now. I am not now. I left the dead bury the dead. And I changed my consciousness. And as soon as you change your consciousness, everything else changes. Everything else changes. And you can do it. And if you think you don't have the willpower, ask for the willpower. Give yourself that gift for Christmas. The willpower to do and be and become what you want to do, be and become. It is the season of giving. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, nice. Don't stop.
Okay.
Keep going.